We worry about winning, our honor, our pride, our integrity, our desire to be heard, our need to be right, who recognizes us, whether we are achieving enough, whether we are rich enough, good-looking, well-dressed, influential. The list is endless. We are easily jealous, and stupid people call us arrogant when all we are is competent. We worry about status, position, and whether we have clout. We are constantly trying to avoid those who would coerce us, manipulate us, or use us. That we have often been wronged and seek revenge is much on the minds of many of us. Among us, even the humble compete for who can be the humblest of all. You can decide for yourself whether power is used more for good than for evil, but simply as a genetic need, it has no morality. Our needs push us to strive for fulfillment. Whether in our attempt to satisfy them we do right or wrong is up to each of us to decide. I am spending so much time explaining this need because it is by far, especially for young people, the most important drive. If students do not feel that they have any power in their academic classes, they will not work in school. The same could also be said for teachers. There is no greater work incentive than to be able to see that your effort has a power payoff. Freedom, another basic need, is often in conflict with power. The more power you have, even if you use it for my benefit, the less freedom I have,